This gonna be a donkey, because right now you want some real donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Did she get Donkey of the Day? Please tell me.
I have become Donkey of the Day.
At the Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Hey! Yes, Donkey of the Day for June 14th goes to the most talented R&B artist that we have seen in the genre of R&B in the last 15 years. A man who I have referred to as Bobby Beige because he is this generation's Bobby Brown. If you think that's a diss, then you have no idea how great the legend Bobby Brown was. Drop on the clues bomb for Bobby Brown, damn it. Okay?
He's still a legend and he's still alive.
Still
bro.
A legend. Still a legend. What did I say? I said otherwise?
He said was. Otherwise. Like he was dead, but he's still alive. Okay.
No, man. I mean, just in that in his day.
Okay.
Yeah, but just like Bobby Brown, our guy Bobby Beige, Chris Brown, is famous for what he does on that stage, but infamous for what he does off it. And yesterday, Chris Brown just carried on tradition of him being crazy off stage. Now, Chris Brown's ex-girlfriend, who I have referred to in the past as Cowabunga, Kawasaki, Calamari, Commissary, she has a name, and it's Karrueche. Now, Karrueche is currently crazy in love with a great guy by the name of Victor Cruz. Victor Cruz is a class act, buddy. All right. Solid individual all the way around. I judge a man by his energy and how I watch him treat people that can't do anything for him. And over the years, every encounter with Victor Cruz, he's had great energy. And I've watched him treat everyone he meets with respect. Just my personal observation of him. Has anybody in the room seen otherwise?
Nope.
All right. So when I see him and Karrueche together, I see a powerful glow around them. Their chakras seem to be aligned. I can see beautiful energy around them. Their auras glow together. You know, like they just look like they fit, right? Is it just me? Nobody else sees that?
Well, no, they're very cute.
They are, right? Well, one person who sees that and can't stand to see that is Chris Brown. Because yesterday, Karrueche posted a picture of herself and her man, Victor Cruz. I think they're in Florence, Italy, if E! News is correct. And Chris Brown, who I'm shocked isn't blocked from seeing this young lady's page, which lets me know Karrueche wants Chris to see her shining. Oh, she wants him to see every move she is making from love to her career because she knows it probably drives him crazy. And yesterday, Chris Brown showed us how crazy he still is over Karrueche. Because Chris Brown left quite a few comments under Karrueche's page. First, Chris posted, "No shade, boo, but please style him," in capital letters. "He looked like he's shopping of the mannequin and trying to bargain with the sales manager. Retired wrestler Spank. I'm effing around. Good bless." Chris Brown spells horrible, by the way.
I think it was Victor Cruz page. He was on the Victor Cruz page.
Oh, that was on the Victor Cruz page. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's probably why he was able to post comments. All right, makes perfect sense. Chris Brown spells horrible, by the way. Okay, he typed mannequin, M-A-N-I-K-I-N. He typed of instead of off, and he meant to type God, but he put good. Now, even though God is good all the time and all the time God is good, when you misspell God, that's how you know God is not involved with whatever it is you put in his name in. Chris Brown added no shade, just minor. And I want Chris to know everything I'm about to tell him is coming from a loving place. All right. Broski, you played yourself. All right. You look lame as hell hating on another man simply because he has what you want. In Islam, they say stop needless criticism of your brothers and sisters because we must remember that jealousy destroys from within. Chris Brown, you don't give a damn about how Victor Cruz dresses. This isn't about his clothes and accessories. You are simply jealous and envious that Victor Cruz is your ex-girlfriend's favorite accessory. All right. You still love her. Chris went on his IG story and said, "A person that really cares about you gonna show it even on bad terms." Chris, if you really care about her, you would be happy that she's happy even if it's not with you. If you care about her happiness only when it involves you and you hate on something that you know makes her happy, then you don't really care about her at all. This isn't about Karrueche. This isn't about Victor Cruz. This is about Chris Brown's fragile male ego and you knowing you had a good thing, and you effed it up. All right? Chris went on to post, "Peace, love, and joy. Just please upgrade your man, boo. Upgrade him, sis." Put "sis" in capital letters. "I'll take him around to style him. Not hate" in capital letters. "He just needs some game spirit." What does that even mean? He needs some game spirit? How are you going to tell a Super Bowl champion he needs some game spirit? What the hell do you know about game spirit, Chris Brown? All right, not to mention, you sound like you got hacked by a gay stylist. Like, these tweets are very queer eye for this great guy. "Upgrade him, sis. No shade, boo. But please style him." Like, what gay fashion designer were you channeling when you posted these tweets? But once again, this has nothing to do with Victor Cruz clothes. and everything to do with Chris Brown's ego. His ego is hurt. A woman he loves that he regrets losing every day has moved on, and not just moved on. They gonna get married. They gonna have kids. And you, Chris, are gonna have to watch the Cruz family grow up via Instagram. Now, Chris asked a great question. He said, is it a sucker move to think about your ex? Chris, let me answer that question for you. Is it a sucker move to think about your ex? No, it's not. If you still have feelings for her, that's fine. If you still care about her, that's fine. If you still love her, that's fine. But guess what? She's moved on. And you should too. So it's not a sucker move to think about your ex, especially if you're thinking about what could have been. And if you're thinking about all the mistakes you made and how you would do it all over again if you had the chance. Okay, thinking about your ex is not a sucker move. But what is a sucker move is throwing shade at your ex's new man simply because he's in the position you want to be in. Chris, jealousy does not look good on you, my brother. And if you don't think you're jealous, then you're not being real with yourself. You can only be jealous of someone who has something you think you ought to have yourself. Clearly, you still think Karrueche should be with you and not Victor Cruz. That is the epitome of jealousy. You are telling Karrueche to upgrade her man, but her man to her is clearly an upgrade from you. That's why Buddhist teaching says don't hate jealous people. They are jealous because they think you are better than them. That's why Victor Cruz not tripping. I doubt he says anything to Chris Brown because he knows he won already. He got what you want. He knows you look at their pictures and say to yourself, what about him is better than me? Chris, you are sitting around jealous and envious of him, and he's not thinking about you. All right, Chris, you are driving yourself crazy, and you're driving social media crazy. But Victor Cruz and Karrueche are in Florence, Italy, unbothered, living their best life. That's exactly why the jealous are troublesome to others, but a torment to themselves. Please give the young brother Chris Brown the biggest hee-haw.
Now.
I'm cutting in here. Charlamagne. I just got to say, if you look at the Shade Room right now, they just posted.
They said that it's
Chris
not real.
Brown.
It was hacked.
People go, Chris Brown said, people going out their way, leave them people alone and stop creating unnecessary drama. Whoever's been DMing any of my followers or commenting as me is lame as F.
So he didn't post that?
No, he didn't post it.
That's what he's saying.
He said he didn't post it.
Give me donkey of the day. Y'all just makes me waste all that goddamn good donkey of the day energy.
He didn't post it.
I didn't want to interrupt.
Where did it come from?
He believed his phone
Somebody hacked him. And you know
No, I'm not falling for that. Chris Brown said he got
spelling.
Hacked. I'm not. So a gay stylist hacked Chris Brown's phone? I'm not falling for that.
We didn't say a gay stylist, but somebody hacked his phone.
Time out.
Has Chris Brown ever spelled like that?
Yeah, that don't sound like Chris Brown, too.
Envy. We're not falling for the "you got hacked" in 2019.
It didn't sound right anyway. Because even if he felt like that, you think he would hit, he would go crazy on somebody's Instagram? It just looks stupid.
Listen, and that's why you get donkey today for doing stupid things. I feel you. I wouldn't expect somebody to do something like this either. But I refuse to believe he got hacked. He got to come with a better excuse.
I seen him Sunday at the pool party. He didn't seem like he was thinking of Karrueche at the pool party. He was running around having a good time.
If I hack you, you think I'm not going to say nothing better than that?
Well, what would you say if you were to hack somebody, Charlamagne?
I'd be in Chris Brown's DMs. I'd be seeing who he's talking to. Like, it's all type of stuff that can happen when you get hacked other than a few comments to your ex's boyfriend.
So you don't believe
it? Come on, man. I don't know. I'm just not falling for the "you got hacked" in 2019. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But whatever.
Where do we go from here now, guys?
I have no idea. I mean, we can keep on with the hypothetical conversation. We can pretend that this really happened. If it did happen, I think it happened. I feel stupid now. I don't know what's going on. I feel crazy. I'm losing my goddamn mind.
I'm confused. I don't even know what
happened.
Right in the midst of your donkey.
I don't know. We got to get ourselves together, though. I don't know what we're going to do now.
Oh, my God.
What you guys want to do? It just broke that. It didn't happen.
I don't believe that. I cannot fall for the "you got hacked" in 2019, but whatever.
All right, well.
Content is content.
Let's open up the phone lines and let's play with this a little bit then, I guess.
Let's just ask the question. Is it a sucker move to think about your ex? It don't have to be about Chris Brown.
No. We'll take it out of Chris Brown because Chris Brown was hacked. So
yeah. Shut up! Is it a sucker move to think about your ex?
585-1051.
And I would like to talk to some crazy exes. Where the crazy exes at?
Yeah, that's done some foul stuff. That's what we're talking about? All right, let's do that. Open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Any crazy exes? We're taking it out of the Chris Brown situation because obviously it wasn't Chris Brown. He was
Man,
hacked.
Shut up. They are killing him on Shade Room, by the way.
I don't know who Charlamagne gave that donkey to the date to, but Chris Brown said he was hacked. But anyway,
800-585-1051.
Shout out to his stylist.
Crazy exes. What's the craziest thing you've done? Let's talk about it, all right? It's The Breakfast Club. Come on.